Good evening. It is July 22nd, the feast day of Mary Magdalene. Our designated scriptures are Judith 9, verses 1 and 11 to 14, Psalm 42, verses 1 to 7, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 to 18, and John 20, verses 11 to 18. We are all familiar with Mary Magdalene and her story. She was a Jewish woman from the fishing town of Galilee who joined other women in that area to follow Jesus and his disciples. She ministered to them and stayed the course through Jesus' crucifixion and burial and beyond. When she went to the tomb on Easter Sunday, her life was forever changed when she encountered Jesus. Mary Magdalene is mentioned in the Gospels more than any of the apostles. Our Gospel reading this evening tells us that Mary Magdalene was weeping outside the tomb. She is frequently portrayed in art as weeping. She told the angels she met at the tomb that she did not know where Jesus was laid. When she turned away, she saw one she thought was a gardener. Perhaps she was so overcome with grief that she did not recognize Jesus. But when Jesus spoke to her and called her by name, she recognized his voice. Jesus sent her out, being the first to see the risen Lord and announce his resurrection to the apostles. Thus, Mary Magdalene is frequently known as the apostle to the apostles. We acknowledge Jesus as our shepherd. When he calls us each by name, we know his voice. I wonder, what do we hear in Jesus' voice? What is he saying to us today, in this place, just where we are? He sends us out like he did his apostles, to carry the news of his resurrection to others, that good wins over evil and life over death. We know, too, that Mary Magdalene had lived a life separate and apart from God. She was assumed to be a sinner and possessed by seven demons. When Jesus found her in her darkest place, he scattered the demons far, far away from her. She was no longer suppressed by the demons, and she joined others in Jesus's ministry. Mary Magdalene let Jesus discard her past, and she became a new creation in him. As 2 Corinthians says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. I wonder, what demons possess us? Jesus does not want us to live in bondage. He wants to free us of their holds on us, on his children, and in our society. We must not let our past get in the way of our future. I wonder, how can we help Jesus complete his mission in the world today? In our psalm we hear, our souls long for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? In this pandemic time, we are all missing our community, our church family, our corporate worship experience, with Paul's wonderful music and our choir's beautiful voices. We desire to move from this dry time that we find ourselves in to a refreshed time of being with others, worshiping together in our beautiful church building, passing the peace with hugs and partaking in communion. But for now, we must be patient. I trust that time will be returning. But let me encourage you that we can continue to worship God where we are, because God is everywhere. We are touching many in our virtual services, many who may have not stepped into a church. Mary Magdalene also had a deep yearning to be close to Jesus and to serve him in any way she could. It soon became her way of life, though radical for her time, as women in Jewish society did not hold important roles. Nevertheless, her powerful witness served to strengthen the faith of others, and she has become a patroness of converts, repentant sinners, and women. Jesus modeled love for all of us, especially for the least in society. In the Kairos Women's Prison Ministry, we train the team to listen, listen, love, love. That is a very powerful practice that we can carry out into the world today. I am always reminded of our presiding Bishop Michael Curry's motto under the Jesus Movement: if it is not about love, it is not about God. I wonder how our world would be changed if we did love a little more, love a little harder, love a little longer. In the reading from Judith, we hear, God is of the lowly, a helper of the oppressed, upholder of the weak, protector of the forsaken, savior of those without hope. Let us look to the streets, listen to the cries, join the challenge to better understanding, and move to resolution. Our world is hurting and is most uncertain. We all have a part to play in its healing. There are a lot of voices, and which do we listen to? There are many unknowns, and where do we find the answers? There is violence and unrest and injustice, and where do we find peace? Let us open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to love, and use our feet to march on the way. Let us fear not, for God is with us. He is calling us to be a part of his mission today. It is in him that we can trust and find hope. We shall gather where we can, how we can, when we can. And then we go forth, not turning back in the midst of uncertain future, but seeking possibilities to build on and make this world a better place for everyone. Let us be part of the restoration and bring God's kingdom closer to all. Amen.